One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
From the Four Hubs Podcast.
Welcome back to the podcast of a lifetime. I'm Lucas Allen Cruikshank.
And I'm Jacob.
David Cruikshank.
Yeah, David. I used to hate the middle name David.
Oh, yeah. Middle names always were so embarrassing. Like in elementary school, when someone would say, what's your middle name? I'd say, Alan. And it's just like, as a young boy, it just sounds like such an old man name, kind of.
Yeah. So, like, in preschool, when people mentioned that my middle name was David, I used to be so mad and be like, ew, but don't call me that. Even though, what's the point of middle names? I just don't get it. But
it's for fun. People are bored.
Oh, yeah, just like an extra add-in, I guess.
Because no one uses their middle name.
I know, because
just
like, it's
like a
cool.
For fun thing. For fun facts.
Yeah, just like my middle name starts. Oh, like when you're with your friends, guess what my middle name is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like your birthday. Like, it's there and like it's cool, but.
You guys, I can't believe that so much has happened in the last week. We experienced not one, not two, three earthquakes,
like two big earthquakes, but then like a mini ones, right?
The creepiest thing is I'm sure I'm just sounding like one of those YouTubers who claims they're psychic.
Oh yeah.
But Jacob, I'm not kidding, Jacob always has creepy psychic shit. You guys know this if you listen to the podcast regularly, but Jacob before the 4th of July said, I don't want to be creepy, but I just feel like on the 4th of July, we should be careful what we do. You literally said that. You're like a witch. Like a witch person.
That's so creepy. So like, okay, so this is like the full, I want to say this, but at the same time, I'm like I might make it sound less intense so people don't actually think I'm crazy, but I'll just say it. But by the way, this looks like so
the mic cords are all tangled, but
yeah, so
that's life.
When we were in Nebraska, for some reason, I had like this dream. It was like a Raven Simone moment. Like that's a Raven.
What was the dream about?
All the dream was like, so I was telling you that all the dream was someone telling me that you should be careful on the 4th of July, even though what did happen on the 4th of July wasn't that scary. So like, I don't know why the dream. So yeah. So then I told you on the plane,
you told me, and the first thing I thought was, oh, there's going to be the big earthquake. That's just the first thing I thought. All right. That's one of the things I thought. So then when the earthquake did happen on the 4th of July, I was like, wait, but then that also, there's also been times where Jacob says something bad's going to happen and then it didn't happen.
So yeah. So
maybe
like,
you just always think something bad's going to happen.
This is me just being a pessimist, negative ass.
Something so then bad. When something actually bad does happen, you're like, oh, I guess I'm a psychic.
I know, just to use it. But yeah, so then the earthquake. Did you hear that beeping?
Okay, is there another aftershock?
Oh my gosh, except it's a beeping. Yeah, so the earthquake happened only in the morning, right? On the 4th of July?
Yeah, not trying to brag, but I went on a run on the 4th of July. And after the run, I came back cooling off by a fan in the apartment. And then you walked in from going on a walk, and then right then it happened.
Yeah. So, like, we just, well, it just, like,
and
oh,
immediately
so
I ran into a doorway. And then you guys were just standing there, and I was like, go in a doorway. And then you were talking, and I just had to get mad and say, get in a doorway! Because like, you guys were just standing there. And I was like, bitch, get in a doorway.
Oh, yeah, because I actually didn't know that if it was going to happen, you had to go in a doorway.
I wish but someone was knew. Videotaping that, though, to see how, like, did I scream? Do you remember? Because I said, got in a doorway, and you guys were just standing there, like, Hey? And I'm like, oh, you actually have to do it though.
I think it was like you said, get in a doorway, and like we were just like standing there, like, okay, like, well, this is so scary. And then he's like, get in the doorway, and then obviously we were in the doorway.
It was so scary though, because then when we were in the doorway, I remember saying, are we doing the right thing? Because I didn't remember if like that even was what you were supposed to do.
Oh yeah.
And then Jacob said, I think we're supposed to get in a bathtub. But isn't that for if you're in a tornado?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure.
Wait,
if you
why
go
do they
a,
want you to get in a bathtub?
You
a
go
tornado?
In a but I guess like it's connected to the foundation.
Also, maybe if you fly around in the tornado, the bathtub will like protect you.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, you're surrounded, kind of.
It's like an underground thing. But yeah, that was like the first earthquake.
Yeah.
What was that on the
we
scale?
The weird thing. I think it was like kind of like it was like 3 hours away from where we are, but where it happened, it was like a 6 point something, which is pretty big.
Oh my gosh.
But it wasn't that bad. Like we pretty much just like moved on from it.
Yeah, because
we were scared for a second, but then just like went about the day.
Yeah, because it just seemed like it happened, and then if the apartment wiggled, but like it seemed like we probably talked about it for like 20 minutes, like, oh my gosh, but then literally it just we forgot so fast.
And then the next day, cut to 24 hours later, July 5th now, I am actually at a wedding because I was invited to a wedding. I went eating steak, drinking beer,
living on the high life,
just living life, you know,
you had to drink beach. What?
You
said I had to drink what?
I said I was just drinking beer. Oh. It was actually a Catholic wedding.
Oh.
So I had to go to a Catholic church.
I haven't
church.
Been to a Catholic wedding since like a while.
I know. We grew up going, or I at least grew up going to Catholic school till like third grade. But going back to the Catholic church was so, because I remembered all the stuff, like all the things you have to say during church, like, and be with you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Or like where you just have to kneel and stuff.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, but then that night at the reception, I was in a photo booth taking photos with, like, two people.
Yeah.
And the photo booth was, like, in the back of, like, a Scooby-Doo van. It was actually cool, like, a Scooby-Doo van, but the back is a photo booth.
Oh, so it was, like, all indie.
Yeah,
the
indie aesthetic. And as I was walking out of the van, it started shaking, and I was like, wait, this van is that shitty that like me walking out makes it shake?
You guys,
I was like embarrassed. I was like, it's that I weigh that much that I got out of the van and it's now moving. But then it literally was an earthquake. But I remember thinking I was like so thankful I was outside, because like the scariest thing about earthquakes is when you're inside.
I know, because okay, so if you're inside and like, I don't know how, even if you're on level one, the things on top of you are gonna go crashing on.
Yeah.
But then if you're on like level five, who knows, you might end up falling five floors. I don't know how that works.
Yes, I was so thankful I was outside, and it was so weird. Like, this earthquake felt so much more intense than the other one, because it was way bigger.
Oh, yeah. So when it happened and, like, what happened after?
It just felt like I was, like, kind of felt like I was, like, standing on a wave pool. But, like, not so intense that I'd fall over, but, like, but the weird thing was at the wedding, everyone was dancing, and literally no one even reacted. No one noticed it.
So were they like so into the dancing that they just were like, this is part of life?
Dropping it low that hard that they didn't even notice. And then I made eye contact with this one girl and I said, oh my God, what's going on? And then she said, this is a big one. And I was like, oh my God. And then I remembered, I was like, oh my God, Jacob's alone in the apartment. So I knew you'd be like freaking out.
Oh yeah. So this is like, this is what happened. So like there was that big earthquake, like a 7 or whatever. And but like 2 or 3 minutes before that, I was sitting on the recliner.
Sounds so white trash.
This is the start. Me sitting on the recliner watching QVC on my phone. like I wasn't watching QVC, but it was on the background.
Oh, yeah, for some reason, whenever we leave the apartment, we always put QVC on for Luna, my dog, so like she doesn't hear. Otherwise, if she hears people in the hallway, she'll bark. So we think like the QVC will like drown out.
Oh, yeah. She probably loves it at this point. Yeah, so it was on. I was just on my phone. And then and then I felt like this, like, mini, isn't it called, like, aftershock? Is that what it's called?
No, you felt like a mini earthquake.
Yeah, like a mini one, because the ground moved, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is scary. And then I hoi and called my mom, because earlier that day, I was talking to her, and she said, call me if there's any aftershocks, so I want to know. So then I called her and I was like, oh my gosh, that was so wild. And at this point, I wasn't scared. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so wild. But then when I was talking to her, like I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening again. So I wholly listened to Lucas, even though like I listened to your advice and went to the doorway. And I said, oh my gosh, an earthquake's happening. And she was like, and she kind of didn't believe me because like that sounds like a joke that I do. And then I was like, no, it's actually happening. And she was like, oh my gosh, be safe. And then like that's out for the phone call. But then Lucas called me.
Didn't you say during the earthquake for the second one, it felt like literal, like so intense?
Oh yeah. So
like, how did it feel in LA? Because I think LA was close. I was like kind of in San Diego area, so I was farther away. But what did it feel like here?
Oh yeah, so first of all, when I was in the bathroom, the mail that was attached to the wall like banged against the wall. So that
did
was
it feel
like,
way more intense than the one the day before.
Yeah, it felt like it might have lasted a little bit longer, and it just felt like when you're like editing a video and you put on the earthquake effect.
Did it feel like you're on like a roller coaster?
No, it just like was
like did you feel like you might fall over? Was it that intense?
Oh. Kinda, yeah. I don't know if I'm over-exaggerating it, but it kind of did feel like that.
I think it was like the biggest earthquake, I guess, that's happened in California in like 20 years.
Oh yeah, and somehow like it felt so big, but then I looked around and like nothing fell over or anything.
Oh yeah.
So I was surprised.
But the creepiest thing was is like after the earthquake happened, I wasn't really that scared because I was like everyone at the wedding was like being pretty casual about it.
Yeah.
But then like after like just then I one of my someone from LA as well texted me and said, "Oh my god, that was a 7.5." And then I seeing that and then like also just like and then all of a sudden I started like actually freaking out because I was like, "Oh my god, is a giant one going to happen and like everything's going to fall over?"
Oh yeah. So like the earthquake was scary, but then the actual scary thing was looking at Twitter and like looking at other social media because people were like trying to scale people
know,
by
people
saying the
saying,
big
like,
one's gonna happen.
We have to leave LA, and I was like, oh my god, wait, should we actually just drive somewhere tonight?
Yeah, so
like I actually contemplated it. I was like, should we just leave LA?
But like, yeah, because I was on the LA earthquake hashtag, and there was literally people leaving. But like, then when you think about it, if you leave, don't you have to leave for like a long time or something?
Yeah, because they could just happen at any point, so
yeah, it's not really, it'd be kind of risky.
But now it's been a few days and none have happened, but that night we bought like a whole entire earthquake survival kit.
Oh yeah, there's all this stuff, so like if for some reason a scary
lanterns,
one does happen.
A battery powered radio.
Oh yeah, and then something like else that was scary about the whole thing is that so like I don't know like really what it is, but didn't like these two earthquakes happen on like what fault line? I don't know what fault line it is.
Not like the one that everyone always says the big one's gonna
happen. Yeah, so it wasn't on the San Andreas fault line, but there was like all these people saying, oh, that means it's gonna happen on the San Andreas next time. And then I was like looking at pictures of it, and it was so scary because like it goes like all the way. Oh, it was so it looked so close. Yeah.
It was also scary because people in our family texted us like in the family chat and were like, love you guys. And for some reason, that made it seem so scary.
Oh, yeah. Because
like,
it made it seem like...
I was like, wait, is this actually, like, we're going to die? Like, yeah. Did it say they love us before
yeah,
we
is
die?
It like, wait, is it going to continue?
Well, we're just being overdramatic bitches. But I just feel bad for the actual town that it happened in. They got those two giant earthquakes.
Yeah.
Like, in LA, we didn't feel it nearly as hard.
For the people that, like, actually live in that town, did, like, I bet things probably got destroyed.
I know. That's so scary.
Actually be so scary.
On to a different topic.
Lighter notes.
Somebody actually emailed us within the last week that they met a celebrity and they were mean, and you won't ever guess what celebrity it was. It was Rachel Ray.
Oh my gosh, the cooking.
When I saw the subject line, Rachel Ray is fake, I was like, oh my god, this is going to be a good email.
Because it was like a couple podcasts ago, I don't know why like one of us was talking about it, but like one of us said like it would be nice to meet her because she's nice or something, but then they said the real tea.
They said, so... on Jacob's last video, you guys talked about how Rachel Ray seems nice. Well, here's the real tea. My mom met her and did this little segment thing on her show with her friends, and Rachel was so rude and acted like she was so much better than everyone. She demanded so much and was mean and stuff, so yeah. That's all she said. Do you think she was actually rude? I mean, she was having a bad day. You know what I mean?
I
don't want to believe Rachel Ray's just all around 365 days out of the year mad.
I know, same, because like what like really got me on the email is when they said she thought she was better than everyone else, and then I was like, wait, but I don't know, I just don't want to.
I wonder what she did that made them think she thought she was better than everyone else.
Yeah, because I like sometimes watch a cooking show, like I barely do, but like I just don't picture her. I just picture her to be like so humble. But
I know, like, I'm sure maybe she was rude to your mom, but in my mind I'm just gonna consider it. She isn't rude. I don't want to view Rachel Ray as a rude person.
But also, like,
the cooking queen of the U.S.
I know, but also it's like, I might have to unstand. Like I might have to unsubscribe from my order.
Also, just everyone has bad days. Maybe that day, it could have just been one of those days where she woke up, she was annoyed with her outfit, didn't have the right breakfast, coffee spilled. If she was drinking her morning coffee and it dribbled down her chin. Like, that alone can... That can trigger like a whole bad day.
Oh yeah, like jiggle down your chin, that ruins everything.
Oh yeah, or just something spilled on her shirt. Like there's so many things that could have triggered her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe she's just a horrible person.
Yeah, I guess we have to meet her to have that conversation. I feel like she deserves her own like interview where she goes in depth about everything.
Hopefully, since this is like the biggest podcast in the USA, hopefully she responds to this.
I know, and joins in and tells us.
Like she does a
side.
People magazine cover, being like my side of the story.
Yeah, I don't think I'm better than everyone else. So another big email was last week. We kept talking about long ass nails. We talked about it for a bit. And we asked if you know anything, like if you've had them, we want to hear your stories.
Oh, yeah, because we're talking about like the Kylie Jenner bad baby, like 4-inch long nails, like those claws that. Oh, my God, that's so gross. I'm so sorry, guys.
You.
I'm drinking a LaCroix and it came up. But we wanted to know because we were just wondering, like, how does it, having those long nails, like, is it sanitary? Does it get in your life? And literally, a lot of people told us.
Yeah, there was so many emails, but this one, it kind of went in depth. They said, first of all, they said, I surprisingly have no trouble wiping my ass.
Oh, that was a big thing we were wondering. Literally, all the emails we got, everyone said it doesn't affect wiping.
I know.
Which I still don't get. They're just embarrassed, right?
I don't. next time I go to the bathroom, I'm honestly going to do a test and see, like, if I added a little bit of 5-inch.
Because
like,
wouldn't every time you get a piece of toilet paper, the nails would claw through it.
I just, even though Sony was said, and I want one of them to be honest. Like, I don't know, they probably are being honest, but at the same time, I just don't want to believe it. And then they said, second, they do not smell and shouldn't unless you're a crusty asshole. And third, yes, they do make everything better and more bougie, which is, like,
that's
obviously
for sure true.
Yeah. And then they just said, like, a couple of struggles are, like, you can't pick up coins, you can't type on a computer. They said that. And
wait, how do they live then?
They said, I literally have a system of using the back of the tip of one of my nails to type, letter by letter, like a first grader.
Oh my God, so that means that she can't reply to as many work emails, which means that having long nails might affect your whole entire life.
Yeah, and then she said, lastly, if you're in a high-stakes situation where you're running late or need to button up your jeans or put on sneakers, you most likely will break off a nail or two in the process.
Thinking of trying to buttoning up jeans can sometimes be hard. I never have had long nails, and it's already sometimes hard.
Yeah, you got to do the whole second.
And imagine having long-ass nails, trying to button up jeans. That sounds so annoying.
I know.
Tying shoes?
Well, that would be a whole struggle. Something that I don't get about the whole button up jeans situation, like there's sometimes I'm wearing a tight pair of jeans and you have to suck in for the jeans, but then when you button them, how do you not feel gross? Like somehow I just feel normal.
Sometimes I do though.
Oh, and you literally lift up your shirt and you have like a full ass muffin top.
There's this one, there's these jeans that I like that I found through like Instagram, but the most annoying thing about them is they fit perfectly, but the button is always too small for the buttonhole's too small for the button. And it's so annoying trying to squeeze it through. And I'm like, oh, so you usually have to cut it. But anyway, there's that tidbit. Someone else had an experience with long nails. They said, I have long nails and it's honestly not that bad. typing on the computer is easy. It's just really loud. They must not have the bad baby link.
Oh, maybe.
And they also said, it's not hard to wipe, but it's a weird feeling at first that you have to get used to. Sometimes food gets stuck under a long nail, but you just pick it out with another nail, even though it's kind of gross. If you're in an elevator to push the floor, if you're in an elevator, you just use your knuckle instead of a finger to push the nails. And they also said the hardest thing is to pick up coins. So basically, if you have long nails, like, over the course of multiple years, you're probably going to lose so much money because you're going to drop coins and just simply not be able to pick them up.
No, and they're going to rack up. But something else that I didn't think about long nails that makes them even more cool is that when you type, it makes a loud noise. I didn't think about that, but like those loud noises are what makes it cool. Like those loud typing noises.
Because they are, right? Like, as much as they like maybe can't type as much or pick up coins or button up their jeans, tie their shoes, all the bouginess that long nails give you, it like, might be worth it.
Yeah, it equals out in the end.
Yeah.
So it's totally worth it.
Let's just read the last one about nails that we have. They said what it's like living ridiculously on nails. They said, here are the daily struggles. They again said typing on the computer, picking up change. Everyone says that. Typing a sentence on my phone and then nails clicking with each other. And they said, sometimes you scratch yourself a little too hard.
Oh, like scratch your skin or something?
Yeah, they said, oh, getting one of the long nails caught on things. Like in your, they said, or stuck in your hair. And they also said, by the way, I have no problem wiping my ass.
Okay, so I'm still surprised by the wiping my ass thing, but.
And they also said one of the positives is picking your nose is a whole different experience.
Oh, it's like.
I feel like you might get too far up.
I know, I feel like. You might go into another thing, but something that I did notice, like when I was a gross person, I wanted to see how far my finger can go up my nose. And like somehow, somehow your nose, with your point of view, you can get it up like two creases. I don't know how.
Ew.
Yeah, it's so gross, but it's what how like that happens.
Well, so there's all of the tea on long nails. Thank you guys for letting us know. We asked if any of you guys had long nails and you were honest.
Although, I know.
Maybe you weren't honest about the wiping.
But I feel like it has to be real if like seven people said.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
It's like a whole different thing where like you just have to use way more toilet paper.
Yeah, like what I'm thinking about is that you have to like use more toilet paper to cover the nails. That's what I'm assuming, at least. That's how it works.
Oh, going back to the earthquake, what did Luna react like? Because Jacob was watching Luna while I was at the wedding.
Oh, something that's weird about this that I didn't mention this, but I told you was, so when like the mini earthquake happened before the actual earthquake, she started barking, and then as she started barking, the big one happened.
She heard it before.
I know. I think she was connected.
She probably like heard like other people's like doors hitting the walls, so she thought it was like someone breaking into the apartment.
Oh yeah, and then something else about after the earthquake, like Luna was following me, so I think she knew that I was scared.
Oh yeah, was she like creeped out during all of this?
Like during the earthquake, I didn't see what she was doing, but I'm betting she was like, wait, shit. But then something else that was,
I feel like she would just move on so fast and just like now just be thinking about her next meal.
Oh yeah. And just thinking about, is he going to feed me anything or something like that? Yeah. But it was like, for some reason, after the earthquake for like 15 minutes, I couldn't stop my hands from shaking. Like everything that I was doing, I was shaking.
That literally happened. That happened to me too.
Yeah, you just kept shaking.
Because like once I went on Twitter and saw all the different reactions, everyone was saying like, "Oh wow, this is actually so serious." Then all of a sudden, I got so scared. But yeah. It only lasted like 10 minutes, and I was like, "Oh, I guess we don't have to flee the state."
Yeah, like, and then there was also points where I was like, I feel like I'm not nervous anymore, but why am I still shaking?
Oh yeah,
I just didn't get it.
Well,
it was confusing.
Now you know.
Another big update is the Nintendo Switch.
I'm now a proud owner of a Nintendo Switch. I'm now a gamer.
I know, because now, like, instead of watching, like, why I got lip injections, I can play Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah, like, if YouTube runs dry and, like, all of the, like, videos about getting catfished by their stepdad or something are over, then you head over to Nintendo Switch and Remember, we had a Wii growing up, and it's changed. Like, the new version of Nintendo Switch is so different. Like, there isn't Wii Fit.
Oh, yeah, because...
Which actually didn't that cause so much controversy in the family, Wii Fit.
Oh, yeah, okay. The Wii Fit caused controversy because we got the Wii Fit, and so...
And what was it, basically? It's just, like, a pad you lay on the ground, and, like, you're supposed to exercise with it?
Yes, you get the Wii, and then... You buy the Wii Fit, which is just literally like a pad, and then you like stand on it, and then there was this one game where you would run through a park, but you were actually running in real life.
Do you run on the pad?
I think so.
And then it would also just like do an overall health analysis.
Yeah, and then the health analysis is what really caused the drama, because I remember, obviously at like this point in my life, I was like a little bit of a chubby kid. But then I stepped on it and it said overweight. And I was like, oh, what does this mean?
And then it wasn't I like, oh, it's wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because it said overweight. And like, we were like, wait, what's happening? You said, no, it's fake. But I don't
Such
know.
Such a supportive older brother.
I know, but we
How
don't know
How many
if it
other
was...
poor innocent children went on Wii Fit and got told they were obese?
Yeah, overweight or whatever. It probably happened a few times. But something else that was so fun about the old Wii was Just Dance.
Oh, you can get that on the new one.
Oh, you can?
Instead of going to the gym every day?
Oh, my gosh. Just
oh
play
my God,
Just
play
Dance.
45 minutes of hard Just Dance.
Yeah, and, like, really go at it. Because, like, Just Dance, like, most of the time, it wasn't really working, I feel like. I feel like it was just fake doing stuff. But still.
We also bought board games on the Wii. We bought Monopoly, and, like, halfway through playing it, we were like... Wait, why don't we just play it in real life?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, literally paying, like, $15 on the Wii for Monopoly, which it's just the same as real Monopoly.
Yeah, it's literally just the same as real Monopoly, except those, like, themes. Like, scary themes.
And it's also just, like, really hard to trade anything because you have to, like, do it all technically. But it is good having to count the money.
But it also is, like, kind of confusing because in real life Monopoly, I feel like you get so into it. You're like... Okay, these are my properties. This is how much money I have. But then in this Monopoly, you kind of forget, like, what do I have and
but
where am I on the board?
But it was the first time I ever finished a Monopoly game. Because whenever we've ever played Monopoly with, like, with our family or whatever, you never finish a game because somebody eventually gets so far deep into bankruptcy that they end up just breaking the whole board.
Oh, yeah. Or something else about playing Monopoly in actual life. There's always something happening that lets you not finish the game. Either it comes out that someone has been secretly stealing 100s, like, once every turn. Or just little things like, oh, you cheated that turn or something.
It's so annoying, though. I don't remember who did it, but I remember I had the boardwalk properties. I was thriving, about to lay down my houses. And somebody else was failing, and they ruined the whole game. They're like... just smashed the whole board because they were like, oh, sorry, we're done playing.
That's
like,
the most annoying thing. It's like, I was just about to create a multi-million-dollar business.
I know, I don't want to brag, but I did win the Monopoly on the Wii. And we didn't just stop, like, when we knew Jacob was losing. Like, I made you, like, actually one by one sell everything and, like, just literally go through all the emotions. You couldn't just click bankrupt.
Yeah, that was the most annoying thing because, like, I landed at one of his New York properties, which are the most expensive ones, and then... I couldn't pay it, but I still had to mortgage everything and still couldn't pay it. But yeah, I ended up bankrupt. It just teaches you really about real life that you can end up bankrupt.
So if you do the wrong things. Switching themes again, somebody emailed us about drama with their parents. Why do we get so many emails about drama with parents?
Oh yeah, or just like family drama. I feel like that's like the hit email
I guess
topic.
That's our brand. They said, hey, my name is blank. I'm not going to say their name. My parents are divorced, and they both date crazy people. My dad's girlfriend is an alcoholic nurse, and I recently found out she has been illegally looking at my private medical records for several years at the hospital she works at.
Wait, what?
So I guess her dad's dating someone who's an alcoholic nurse who uses her job to look at her medical records illegally. Said, also, my mom is dating this man who is an extreme conspiracy theorist / flat earther. She didn't care about conspiracies before she started dating him. Now she completely believes the earth is flat and that all celebrities are in the Illuminati. That's my family drama.
Oh my
gosh. I feel like that could so easily happen. Like, right now I'm like, oh, flat earth is so dumb. But like, if I lived with someone who believed it, I'm sure like within a week I'd be like, oh yeah, the earth isn't a circle.
Oh yeah.
Isn't round.
Because there's so many conspiracy theories that I feel like are so dumb. But like, if someone talk to me for 30 minutes about it, I feel like I would change my mind.
The thing about flat earth is I know like people take it seriously, but I always thought it was a joke. But why? I haven't yet heard their reasoning for why they think people would make up that it was a round earth.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is
why
my thing.
If it was flat, why don't they just tell us?
When I first heard about this flat earth thing, I thought it was just supposed to be one of a joke, like you said.
Yeah, I thought it was a complete Twitter meme, just being like, the earth is flat, like, it's all just, like, a joke.
Yeah, but then those actual people that think it's flat. And I guess, like, the reason is, like, in the Bible, the earth is a circle. No, a sphere.
A sphere? Sphere? Like, isn't a sphere what it is, though?
Oh, yeah, so, like, that's why people say it. That's why it's known. I don't know, like, that's the theory, is that since it said that in the Bible, that's why...
Isn't a sphere mean it's not flat, though?
Yeah. So, like, since it said in the Bible it was a sphere.
Oh, so people, like, say the Bible is wrong or whatever?
No, like, they're like, oh, yeah. So, the flat authors are like, that's the only reason why people say it's a sphere.
They also sphere. Just, like, I don't scientists know, kind of, because they've been
in
space.
Yeah, I don't know. So, like, I want to learn more about it.
I just am confused, because if the earth was flat, why would it be a secret? Wouldn't it be like, oh, avoid the edge?
Yeah, and then the other thing that I don't get is that, the only reason why I might believe in it, because isn't there always people that go missing? So do they reach the edge?
Oh my God, Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, that's what I don't, because like...
I remember in elementary school, I read so many books about the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay, so is the Bermuda Triangle just a place like by Florida that if you fly over it, you disappear most of the time?
I don't know if it's most of the time, but a lot of like ships and stuff have gone missing. But the best conspiracy theories are where there's like a really good logic behind it. That's like, oh, the government is doing it for this reason. But what would the reasoning be that the elites of the world were trying to claim it was a sphere? Like, it's not like they're making money from the earth not being flat or something.
Yeah, I don't know like the what would be. Or maybe they literally just don't know why. They just know that it's flat.
Part of, like, I don't believe flat earth, but knowing B.O.B. is one of the advocates, I'm like, maybe I should look into it.
Oh, yeah, because, like, recently we've been listening to Magic.
I've got the magic. He also does a song, Can You Imagine That? Airplanes in the Night Sky.
He raps so fast. You can, like, barely...
That was him, right? Airplanes in the Night Sky?
Yeah, well, like, it was featured.
Hayley Williams is singing that part.
Yeah, but, yeah, he sings it.
He just needs to release a Flat Earth bop.
I know, and they just say,
will get a lot of people to join.
Earth is flat. But something about the Illuminati, I feel like there was a point where, like, everyone believed in it. Wasn't there, kind of? Not everyone, but, like, it seemed like the whole internet agreed that the Illuminati was real.
I think it was just always, like, a fun thing to joke about, and then, like... I don't know. I remember like in high school, I thought it was so crazy how if you typed in theilluminatibackwards.com, it led to a government website. But then I realized anyone can buy a domain on godaddy.com and have it forward to whatever they want.
Oh, yeah. You can
like,
have
literally
it.
Right now, we could have lucasandjacob.com forward to a government website and be like, we're part of the government.
Oh, yeah. Like just like how a couple weeks ago we had Bros Before Hoes forward to the moaning sound effect. Yeah.
But, I'm sorry that your mom's now a flat earther, but it could be worse. Like, I'm sure that doesn't affect anything that much, right?
Yeah, like, I guess your mom could be saying that I'm gonna, I don't know, something else.
I feel like I saw something recently on Reddit that there was some flat earth, like, people put it on Reddit as a joke to, like, say, LOL, look at these people. But there was, like, a huge Facebook group. They were all planning on flying a drone super high and to prove the earth was flat.
Wait,
but then they never did it.
Just fly a drone super high.
They were like,
high.
We're going to take a drone and we don't care if it's against the rules. We're going to go so high into the atmosphere that we'll be able to see the edges. But then it never happened.
There's drones that can go that high?
I don't know how they were planning. I don't know if it was like a GoFundMe type situation where they were hoping to build a device or what the thing was, but...
Oh, yeah. Something else about flat earth that, like, so right now in my life, I don't believe in flat earth, but it's just fun to think about. But I heard that all those, like, images of the earth are just, like, well, I guess this might be obvious to some people, but those images are just, like, created. They aren't, like, actually taken. Like, not took.
Like, isn't it just probably, like, they know what the earth looks like, so they make it just, like, they just make a representation of it?
Yeah, so I guess, like, the photos of, like, the earth are fake. Like, they're real, but, like, they're, I don't know, but, like,
are you secretly a flat earther? Just admit it.
I don't think the earth is
flat. The thing is,
but,
like, I don't believe it at all, but if tomorrow I woke up and it said, okay, we admit it. The earth is flat. I'd be like, I would be surprised, but I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
there's so much crazy stuff that happens that I'd just be like, okay, that's kind of awkward that you lied, but
awkward.
I'm glad you came clean.
Yeah, now I can know.
How would they announce it? Would like Donald Trump go on the news and just be like, you guys, might be a shock, but the earth is flat.
So, like, if they did this...
The thing is, if Donald Trump said it, everyone, no one would believe it.
Oh, yeah, because I feel like... I just think, wait, is he just trolling us?
They would need to have, like, the head of NASA. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump, like, towards the end of his presidency, when he knows, like, he's not going to get reelected or whatever, he should literally do so many trolls, like, just say, like, the earth is flat.
I know. And say, like, yes, I am an amphibian. I am a snake. Like, I am an amphibian.
Like,
or
if I was Obama right now, I feel like I would be a... If I was any president that wasn't president anymore, I would be tempted to be like, should I do a documentary with someone and just be like, here's all the secrets and just make up stuff?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's the thing is that, like, trolling people is, like, is kind of fun. Like, so it's, like, actually fun. So, like, if you, like just trolling people in little ways, like if you say something and you, like, say it wrong purposely, that's so funny to me. Like, just saying someone's name wrong purposely or something. But then, like, going deeper into it and saying, yeah, the Illuminati is real. If you somehow
I guess that probably
would
be responsible for a president to do, but, you know?
Yeah. So, like, something else that almost happened, didn't it? A bunch of people say that they're going to, like, go to Area 51
and,
like, see what happens.
I saw on Reddit yeah. that they got it as a joke from this group, and they said... There was all these people. I think there was like 30,000 people were signed up, and they're like, "We're all gonna surround Area 51. They can't take us all down." And it's like, "Well, they might."
Yeah, like
because like it's actually doesn't. Aren't there signs that say like we are allowed to shoot if you cross this?
Oh yeah, for like.
But how awkward if 30,000 people died because they were all just like, "We're just gonna do it."
Yeah, and then it's like that. Like
how
an actual
would
mask
people react? Because they obviously they'd be mad at the government being like, "Why did you do that?" But also, it's like. Why did you guys surround it when you knew that would happen?
I feel like I would have to be on the other side because like, I want to know what's inside of Area 51.
But I should check back on the Reddit thing, but it said they're all going to storm it. So I feel like it's going to be another thing where no one does it. Can you imagine? Yeah. I feel like everyone signs up, but then the day comes and they're like,
I don't want to die.
I kind of would rather just watch.
I wonder what actually is inside Area 51. I wonder if it will ever be answered.
I feel like it's probably so boring.
It's just literally just like...
Probably just them testing out like aircraft. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just something like that.
Luna's barking. Is an earthquake about to happen?
Oh my gosh, this is a sign. A big sign right now. Do you feel that energy?
The creepiest thing is after an earthquake, when it keeps going for like a minute, you know, like mild shaking.
Oh,
and then like
yeah.
5 minutes later, you're like, wait, is it happening again? Because you're kind of just like, you know, after you get out of like a wave pool or like if you spent the day going on roller coasters, like when you go home that day, you kind of still feel like you're
oh,
like shaking.
Oh, yeah. Or like if you go to a concert and you hear it. But that's what is so weird. Like you feel like you're still in it. Something else that's weird about these earthquakes that like, I don't know why this is happening, but ever since these earthquakes on like Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, like... And Sunday night, it, like, I wake up at the random times, like, 2:03, and right when I wake up, and it's in my imagination, I think, but it feels like real life. I wake up, and, like, when you're kind of just, like, delirious, I wake up, and then, like, those first 5 seconds that I'm awake, I, like, feel a mini earthquake, and then I'm like, that's so scary.
Because they said there's going to be aftershocks for weeks or months.
I don't know if they're, like, I don't
but
know
also,
if they're...
But also, the apartment building we live in, ever since we moved into this exact unit... I've noticed that there's always random times where, like, I don't know if it's, like, people getting into the parking garage underneath or what, but there's random times where it shakes.
Oh, yeah, so, like,
also,
I don't know what
like,
it
you'll
is.
You'll hear shaking, but I think it's maybe, like, somebody next to us is doing Wii Fit, like, doing jumping jacks
oh,
or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody's playing Just Dance, like, really intensely, so it feels like there's an earthquake, but really just someone's
fully
jumping.
Going into it. Yeah, so I wake up and I just, like, imagine an earthquake or something, and it's wild.
Well,
creepy.
With that, should we sign off?
Yeah.
And if you guys want to join us on Thursday, we're all going to be storming Area 51.
Yeah, well, we're going to join it. I'm going to join
just
the Facebook
kidding.
Group.
I would be way too scared.
Join the... Okay, I don't think they can kill that many people. I feel like that's impossible.
I feel like, now that I think about it, the Reddit post, I'm pretty sure like it was a past date. And they just had never...
Oh, so I feel like
no
it
one ended
happen.
Up doing it, right? Doesn't everyone always say, oh, sorry, I'm sick. Like, everyone backs out.
I'm sorry, I'm
just,
sick.
And leaves the Facebook group and blocks everyone in it.
Yeah. Like, I just picture stuff like that never happens.
Yeah, or, like, everyone would actually meet up, like, at the IHOP nearby and be like, okay, let's do it. Then they'd be like, Wait, but what if we get arrested?
I know, it's like, I don't really want to.
It's like, oh, it's kind of hot out. I didn't bring sunscreen.
I have a kid at home.
All right, well, thanks for letting us know the tea on long nails.
And with that, we're going to go.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.